What's up, you guys are listening to a Velvet's Edge minisode. I am with Amy Brown from the Bobby Bone Show.
Yes, I love how you brought me in to be an example of how, you know, we struggle to get dressed. That's me.
The people don't know the topic yet.
Oh, well, I'm giving away the topic.
You're really jumping the gun here.
Well, the reason why I'm here is because I can't dress. Kelly was like, which one of my friends has no sense of style?
Ooh, okay. That is not why I brought you in. It's because we do work together with some styling stuff.
Yes.
Because Amy, working for iHeart, has to be at a lot of events. So I help her pick out outfits. And the common thing you say to me is, I can't get dressed every day.
I can't. So my default is just yoga pants and a sweatshirt because that's just easy. But then there's days of the week where I'm like, oh, shoot, I really need to get dressed. And some days I can pull it off. I was exaggerating saying I can't ever get dressed.
I was
going to
say, I think you're better than you give yourself credit for.
But to be fair, I'd say there's several times where I walk out of my house and I get to where I'm going and I'm like, I mean, it's too late at that point. But I look at myself in a mirror and I'm like, whoa. What was I thinking and why do I even have this in my closet? Like, why was this even an option for my brain?
Right.
And I don't know. I'm assuming there may be some guys listening, TMI, but I feel like a lot of your listeners are predominantly female. So I feel like around that time of my month, I really struggle. Like,
that's
I can't
a
make a decision for anything. And I look at my closet. I cannot get dressed. I mean, I may walk in a week later and have the same options and I can put something together. But during that time, I can't. And then there's just times where I've either worn the one cute outfit I think I know I have already that week, and then I'm out. So that's, I'll text you. I literally text Kelly.
It's my favorite thing.
Or I FaceTime her, and I'm like, does this go? Because I'm about to walk out the door, and I just need your stamp of approval. And she'll give it to me, or she'll be like, okay, no.
Mix and match something else. I mean, I think that's a problem for a lot of people. Like you said, the bad time of the month, or if you're just running late, and you go in your closet, and it's like, there's options, or what, you know, you're just like trying to throw something together, and it can't happen. So I have found some ways that it like makes it easier in my life. So I was going to kind of talk through some of those tips with you.
Yes. And I'm going to be taking notes.
Okay.
And if you listening are like me, then you should get out your computer and start jotting down notes too.
Yes. So the first thing is like, I'm not a very organized person. I'll just come out and say it. But for me with closet organization, it truly helps me to be able to see everything that I have in my closet. And that way I can like kind of go in and pick stuff. So for me, I color coordinate my closet. Sounds very OCD. I'm not, but it like genuinely helps because you can think something like with a black shirt would look great with these jeans, but you're digging through your closet trying to remember all the black shirts you have. If they're all in one spot, you can quickly just go through and then pick one.
It's a good tip.
Yeah.
I typically organize my closet by like all sleeveless things, all short sleeve,
all
long sleeve.
Okay.
But
okay.
I like it. But
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
No.
Well, it kind of defeats the purpose of like a pattern or a color. And that's probably how you're going to be picking your outfit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm admitting to you, my way is wrong. And I'm like, okay, what Kelly's saying here makes sense. So I am backing you up. Like, that sounds amazing. I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah. So organize your closet by color. And then I do all my pants. Like I'll put all my jeans that are actual blue jean color together. All my black jeans I'll put together so I can see all the ones like some black jeans have rips in them, some don't. You know, like you just kind of want to piece them all together. So color coordinate your closet. The second thing I would say is just have like invest in your staple pieces because if you have your good staples that you can build an outfit around, you always have a fallback no matter what. So like something for you that we recently got was a really great leather jacket.
Yes.
Because now if you're having a bad day, you're having a period day, you're running late, you can run in your closet, throw on some jeans, and that leather jacket's so great, it's going to make any outfit really pop.
Yeah. I agree. Kelly has over the, because we've been friends for like over 4 years now, five years.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But you have encouraged me to do that. And it's taken time. And it, you know, but I will say some stuff I invested in 3 years ago, I still, like if it's a staple piece, I still use it. Now I just need to remember, oh yeah, I still have that staple piece. I'm just supposed to throw on a t-shirt and jeans and I'll look cute.
I have a tip for that later too.
Okay.
But yeah, and I think it's hard sometimes because, you know, a leather jacket can be expensive and you go, oh, that's such a big chunk of change. But if you keep it for a certain amount of years, it's so worth it. And it ends up being worth the investment. So I say a leather jacket, I always say a really great fitting pair of jeans. You're good about that. Like, I feel like you know the jeans that fit your body. Mm-hmm. And you have a couple different colors. Like, I always want to make sure to have a blue jean color and then, like, a black pair in the same. For me, I do the same good fitting jean, but if you have two different kinds, that works too. But those are always your, like, fallbacks.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You wear jeans all the time.
I wear them, like, every day.
Yeah. If you find one that works, and, I mean, you – sometimes they'll have that same cut with holes or not, right?
Yeah.
And you could get it both ways if you know you like them.
Yeah. One's a little more edgy. One's when you have to go, you know, meet the parents or something. Go to your grandmother's house. My grandmother hates ripped jeans. Okay. So those two things, a cool sneaker that you can just throw on.
I have a pair of cool sneakers, but only because of Kelly.
Golden Goose are my favorite, probably. They're a little more expensive, but you can find some.
But there's some, like, retro Adidas.
Totally. Love the retro Adidas. Also, you can find Golden Goose on eBay sometimes, and they'll have, like, a major markdown price.
I have a pair I'm honestly trying to sell, so. Or I need contact a giveaway, Amy. So. I, like, this one pair that I don't know. Kelly wasn't with me when I made this purchase. I think I was.
I actually like them, though.
I know, but I've never worn them. I've worn them once.
I know.
And I've had them for. Hands. 2 years, worn them once, and it was one of those things. I think I was therapy shopping or whatever you call it.
Yeah. Therapeutic.
So if anybody wants some leopard Golden Goose
size Amy.
8, hit me up at Radio Amy.
So cool sneakers, a good pair of booties that are like your kind of go-to everyday booty. Rag & Bone always makes some. You can find it, like Nordstrom always has really great booty options, I feel like. So just having that ready to go. And then for me, it's like the staple jewelry that you're going to wear all the time. Like you have your Dainey star necklace that you wear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A spa is going to start selling these. Yeah. They're going to benefit Haiti.
That's so great. When does that happen, by the way?
Oh, well, I don't know. When is this happening?
This week.
Okay. Probably at the end of this week. Like it'll be ready for Christmas shopping if people want it. But yeah.
So I'll link this. I'll link on velvetsedge.com a couple of these options because that's such a good one. Uncommon James, a little plug for Kristen. Yes. But I mean, honestly, that's what I wear every day because you can wear multiple pieces. You can layer them. They're very affordable and it's just simple. Like it's not overwhelming. So you can wear them every day. And then investing in a good watch. Like I've recently gotten you to do this too. But to me, a watch can make an outfit look so much more put together and like just chic in a little bit of a way.
Yeah, I just wear my Apple Watch everywhere. And
I got you a really cool black watch.
I know. But I will say it does look sometimes I have to take it off. And yeah. Yes, I now wear have the other cool one. Black watch. And it's weird how it changes the
totally.
Look.
Totally. Don't you feel like it makes you look more put together?
Yes. And I will say I was one of those people that I'd be like, Kelly, stop. You're telling people that a watch is going to make a difference. But now that I'm like the guinea pig. Yeah. Like I've tested it out and it's true.
A watch is such just an accessory for me. I don't even think my watch is ticking anymore. I only check my time on my cell phone, but I like the way it looks. So I'm going to also link to the watch that Amy and I both have on the blog. Okay, so investing in good staple
Hold on.
Pieces.
I have another comment.
What?
I don't know. You said that Amy and I both have, and it just makes me think that. Like, if you follow Kelly on Instagram, you can swipe up to shop her pages. So I'll do like a Kelly plug here. Since she probably doesn't do it that often, but just know that if you are following Velvet's Edge on Instagram and you swipe up, you can literally just buy things, especially if it's linked to Revolve and you already have an account. The checkout is ridiculously easy. And then it comes in the mail like less than 2 days later or 48 hours. And it's awesome. But I realize I end up buying everything that Kelly has. And now then I'm like scared to post about it because I'm like, I'm basically just a walking Kelly. Or before I am going to see her do something, I'm probably going to need a text and be like, yo,
swiped up on this.
I'm wearing this. Are you wearing any of it? But that's what's cool about following Kelly. And then it made me LOL that we have the same watch because, yeah, we have the same a lot of things. But it's because I copy Kelly because, again, I don't know how to dress.
Hey, I love it. That's what it's there for.
I know.
Okay, third tip for me is find your uniform and then just mix and match from that. Like, I think you're pretty aware my uniform is jeans, a leather jacket, and a vintage tee. Like, that is literally what I could wear every day. And I'll either switch out kind of the shirt situation. Like, sometimes if I want to dress it up more, I'll do a bodysuit or a little tank and then add a heel. But in the day, I might add like a sneaker or a booty, but somehow I'm mixing and matching from the same base. So if you kind of know who you are from the get-go, you have like a consistent thing you can start from every day, and then you can just mix and match from that. So it's not quite so overwhelming like you're trying to create these whole new looks all the time.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm taking
it. Are you writing down? So we need to figure out what your uniform is.
I know.
I feel like it's a similar vibe to me. It's similar, but maybe a little more like bohemian.
I still struggle with it, but I think implementing some of these, if you implement all of these steps,
yeah,
and just maybe remember when you walk into your closet on one of those days, like, you know, yeah, especially if you have it organized, like you said, color right, coordinated, it could be good.
Well, and then this brings me to the tip that you and I have talked about doing in your closet, which would be like pre-pick your outfits. Like, mm-hmm, if you get something in, you're like, how would I style this? Figure it out on that day, especially if you have extra time or you're not on your period. And take a picture in that so that when you're having those bad days, you can kind of either just like, we talked about doing Polaroids for your closet. So you can just reach in a basket and be like, this is what I'm going to wear this day. And you don't even have to think about it. But you could do it on your cell phone too. Yeah.
But I feel like having that Polaroid there or having it printed out, I mean, I really think it's a genius idea, and I 100% want to do it. And Kelly and I have literally been talking about doing it for over a year.
It's so true.
Hasn't happened.
That's our schedule.
Because, yeah, it is a time-consuming thing.
Yeah.
But if what you wear is important and you struggle with it, like, it could be something, it's worth taking the time. Totally. So, Kelly, I'm going to need you to get out your calendar.
Okay. I know what we're doing after this.
Yeah.
And then there's the last, like, the old saying that goes, when you, I think it was Coco Chanel. I'm probably misquoting this.
I think
I definitely should have like looked this up. But when you look in the mirror, take one thing off. And to me, that is the ultimate way to just make sure that you have that effortless, cool look, is to make sure you're not trying too hard. It's just like, look in the mirror. If something's not clicking, take one piece of jewelry off, take the jacket off, take that extra, like if you have a hat on and a necklace, like take one of them off, so that you're just a little more simple and cool.
Love it.
Yeah.
And hats. You're good at hats too.
I love a good hat, but you have to do it right. You have to style it with the right outfit. And I think if you do a hat, you kind of need to lay low on the accessories. Because anytime for me that there's just like way too much going on, I'm like, oof, that outfit's trying too hard. You know? None of us want to look like that.
No. I never want to look like I'm trying too hard. I want to, even though I was trying really hard to get dressed.
We all are. You just don't want to look like that.
I wanted to look like I just threw this thing together.
Yeah,
I just threw this jeans, t-shirt, and leather jacket together. There was no drama involved whatsoever.
Not at all. I'm just so cool. I just rolled out of bed this way.
It took me taking notes to Kelly doing a velvet edge minisode to get this outfit together, but it looks so casual. Carefree.
Natural.
No, I love it.
Do you feel like you have your notes down?
I do.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
I know. Really, I'm watching.
I really
you
was like, okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
So if you do want to buy some new Golden Goose sneakers, visit at Radio Amy on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm going to be selling them.
And actually just check her out anyway, because she's the best.
Oh, well, thanks.
Thanks for doing this with me. Talk to you later. Bye.